So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
Finding out that you are going to become a parent can bring out a lot of different emotions in people. I personally have both jumped up and down with joy and cried because I was so scared. So I imagine a lot of women would say that their journey through motherhood has not always been a smooth ride. But my story, well, let me take you back a few years. We already had a beautiful daughter, and we were expecting the arrival of our son in early August. I went for my regular 38-week checkup with my doctor, and he asked me if I had felt the baby moving very much because he didn't like the heart rate that he was seeing. And he asked me to go to the hospital for some additional monitoring. I think I was in a little bit of denial because I actually called my husband, who was an hour away and on the golf course, to tell him he definitely didn't need to worry and he didn't need to come. So I went to the hospital for that hour of monitoring, and a very kind nurse looked at the tape of recording that had been monitoring everything, and she said, "When your doctor takes one look at these numbers, you're going to have your baby today." And I think I said, "Today's not good. How's Friday?" And sure enough, my doctor comes back in dressed in scrubs and says that we have to deliver the baby right now. And they were going to take me back and prep me for surgery. My husband didn't even make it to the hospital in time because it was such a rush. And they ended up having to fully sedate me because the epidural wasn't even working fast enough. So when I woke up, I had no idea what was wrong with my baby, what had happened, and why I had this weirdly crooked and painful C-section scar that definitely ruined my chances of becoming Victoria's Secret's first short and chubby bikini model. So a lovely nurse explained to me the term slash and dash, which means that when they're in a hurry to get that kid out of you, your vanity is the last thing that's considered. You can imagine. So it would be explained to us during our time at the hospital that my son and I had a blood incompatibility problem. So of the very small percentage of women that are negative for the Rh antibody in my blood, I was also part of an even smaller percentage that could not be helped by a Rogam shot. So essentially, the entire latter part of my pregnancy, I was destroying all of my son's red blood cells. So when he was born, he had liver damage, he had underdeveloped lungs, he was severely jaundiced, which was making him kind of a yellowish tan color that you might pick out for your living room paint. And we ended up staying in the hospital for almost 6 weeks. And he stayed in the NICU, and I held our little baby with wires stuck on all over him, and I had to pump milk day and night and travel back and forth, and I just cried and I prayed that this baby would not only live, but somehow grow up healthy and strong. And ever so slowly, day by day, he got better, and he got to come home. And so my OBGYN lovingly told me not to have any more children, because they knew that the same blood incompatibility issue would be inevitable. And I was fine with that, because I already had a daughter and a son. That's more than I had ever dreamed of. And so my husband went and had a little procedure done. Now, I had a whole person cut out of me, so I only had a tiny bit of sympathy for him. And so, 6 weeks later, he went back to the doctor as told, and all the tests said that things were just as they should be. So I realized at that point that I had spent many years of my life worried about not wanting to get pregnant, and then wanting to get pregnant, then being pregnant, then definitely not wanting to be pregnant, and then wanting to again. It was exhausting. And so I felt like I was finally back in control of my body. I lost weight, I worked hard at my job, I actually trained and ran a half marathon, which is something I never would have thought myself capable of, and maybe there's not a lot of evidence right now that I did it, but I did. And so I felt like I was settling back into life again. And then, In January of the next year, my self-diagnosed ulcer took me back to the doctor and turned out to be another baby. And I said to that doctor, "That is not possible." And he assured me it was possible. And I said, "What am I supposed to say to my husband?" And he said, "You should just say that nothing is ever 100% effective." So I'm just gonna pause right here and let you imagine how well that conversation went. When I told my supposedly sterile husband that I was pregnant. Thankfully, a few days later, his doctor's test confirmed that it was indeed his miraculous body parts that had grown back together. The odds are truly about one in a million. So then I had to go back to my very shocked OBGYN to tell him that I was pregnant again. And then he had to tell me the bad news, that this was going to be considered a high-risk pregnancy and would most likely result in a miscarriage because the blood issue was going to happen again. And we were just numb for months. We didn't want to tell anybody because we feared that we would just have to turn around and tell them the bad news. So all the plans that we had made for ourselves just seemed to disappear. I felt like we really were sure about the direction that our lives and our family were headed in. We were gonna take a fabulous trip for our anniversary, which of course had to be canceled. We had dreamed of having disposable income, and now not only were we worried about my health, but the medical bills and starting all over with a baby when we had just gotten rid of all the baby stuff. You moms know what I mean. So we slowly told our families at about 12 weeks in, and they were very mad that we waited that long. But we just knew that each week that passed was a good sign. My specialist had told me that if we made it to 28 weeks, it was possible that the baby could be delivered and recover. If we made it to 35 weeks, it would be a miracle. So we slowly just made it week by week. I was so stressed about the whole situation that I actually broke out in hives, and I had to convince all my coworkers that it was just really bad allergies. Side note, husbands, do not Google hives during pregnancy because it may tell you that women that are having twins are more likely to break out in hives, and it could cause you to fall off the couch in an almost nervous breakdown. So the weeks crawled by. We slowly started to have this flicker of optimism. We found out we were going to have another son, and we somehow made it to 35 weeks, our miracle. And so we scheduled his delivery and were surrounded by a team of really amazing specialists. He did have to spend 5 weeks in the NICU, but we just floated through with a sense of peace because we had already survived this experience once before. Now I feel like we've sort of embraced the life as a party of five. People ask me what the change was like to go from having 2 children to 3 children, and this is what I tell them. You just never seem to have enough hands. It feels like someone is always crying in the other room, and sometimes it's me. I would never make it without the support of my husband and family and friends. I feel like women deserve so much respect for the toll it takes to be a mother, because that title comes with battle scars. Sometimes you can see them on the outside, and some are hidden in your heart.